Dropped into Juicebox Radio, where sexuality educators quench your search for responsible, progressive sexuality over your lifespan.
Welcome to the box. You are exactly where you want to be. You've landed in Juicebox Radio on 101.9 FM on CITR with Ms. Julia Saunders and Ms. Caroline McGillivray, or perhaps you're one of our online listeners at CITR.ca. If you ever miss a show, you can always download our podcast at juiceboxradio.com, or maybe that's what you're doing
right now. Maybe you're listening on a Thursday morning.
It could be. Or on the weekend where you're at the gym and
you've downloaded our podcast and you're running to them and you're just thinking, man, I'd like to lay those girls. No.
And it's
who
just
knows?
Getting
whatever
your
gets
heart
you going.
Racing. And who knows? Maybe you're thinking maybe we can make these girls cougs, full on cougars, where we can chase. And
we're pumas still, honey. We're pumas. We're not cougars yet.
Well, if we're dating 20-year-olds, perhaps we would be.
Perhaps they see us as cougs, wouldn't they? Well, that's interesting. That will segue to Juicebox show number 169. I had to do a tribute to my favorite topic, which is older women, younger men, and the issue of maturity and age differences in sexuality and relationships. So that's what we're doing the show on tonight. And if we have time after my favorite subject for show number 169, we will get to the older men, younger women, which is, I think, been an age-old thing. It's happened a lot. But
it's
we will
classic.
Talk about it. We'll talk about it at the second half of the show if we have time, because we're going to pick apart this older woman, younger man thing. All to heck. So lots of men, sorry?
We'll be taking calls, so
yes,
you can feel free
thanks.
To give us a call. And I know a couple people out there who have told us, as we're telling people what we were talking about tonight, that they have experienced the younger man, older woman, and some people are very significantly happy in their lives. So please care to share. Tell us your horror stories. Tell us your good stuff. We want to hear it all. Give us a call at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR.
Mm-hmm.
So, Julia, this
mm-hmm.
whole topic, why is this a popular topic with you?
Well, let me tell you, in the last 8 or 9 years, I've basically dated nothing but younger men, and they've been from anywhere from a couple of years younger to 10 years younger or more. Sometimes I've had, I think, a 12 years younger. So, and I've really had a good time. I mean, only for maybe a couple of months, the one that was 12 years old. But I'm starting to get more and more used to younger men, and I'm finding it almost difficult to date men my age or older.
Really?
So, and I used to date men that were 10 years older only. Like, basically from the time I was 15, I was dating men that were 24, 25, and they've always been 10 years older than me, 8 to 15 years older than me, most men I've dated in my life. So until I turned about 30, and then I started dating men younger and younger and younger and younger. And it's been working out really well in a lot of ways, but there's always this pitfall I have in my head of this newer, younger model syndrome, which we're going to talk about. So, just so you know, there's been some stats I pulled out. A third of unmarried American women in their 40s through 60s are going out with younger men, but that's probably because there's more of the younger men around. These men tend to die when they're in their late 60s or late mid-70s. So, but there's also this lack of stigma now dating men if you're an older woman. Because 20 years ago, women didn't have jobs, and today they have jobs and they have money and they can call the shots. And so women are sort of being more courageous that way and can sort of, as they say, have more control over their lives. And so there's a Census Bureau figure that said 15% of all marriages were between older women and younger men, and I think this is a good thing.
I think it is a good thing. I think it's also because now, with women working more, that we have a choice in terms of when we want to have children. Mm-hmm. And with that, we don't have to basically look to a man basically to support us so we can have a baby, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because we can support ourselves now. So it's not so prevalent that sometimes older men are a little bit more established because they want to wait a little longer to have a kid.
Yeah, I mean, definitely the older male idea is good for security of finances. But we'll talk about that in the second half of the show, because this first half is the older woman, younger man situation. And I was just, you know, brainstorming about it. Why is this a good thing? Well, generally speaking, women live 7 years longer than men. And that's actually growing. So women are living longer and longer than men at any age. And because men generally marry women younger than themselves, women are experiencing all these years of widowhood, and there's a big differential gender longevity problem. So I think, you know, when you think about a woman being older and a man being younger, I think, well, if they die 7 years difference, then really you can shave 7 years off that difference right away, because you're going to live as long as each other and not, you know, be widowed or whatever.
I suppose so. But then we can go for the younger model at that time if we start off with the older one. But what's interesting about that is I'm curious why women live longer. We should have somebody call in about that. Maybe they can give us a little bit of information as to...
I can give you some information about that.
Well, that would be really wonderful.
Considering I have done lifespan development, several courses on lifespan development.
That would be great. Tell.
Well, women live longer because we have a greater ability to heal.
And why is that?
And our vascular system's a little bit more flexible.
Okay.
So, and there's other reasons. I'm trying to remember them right now at the top of my head, and I can't. It's been a while since I did the courses. But, and we're able to deal with stress better. Women are able to deal with stress better because we have more oxytocin flooded in our bodies at all times than men do, because men's testosterone acts against the oxytocin that's available. And we have more relationships in our lives, more friendships. We nurture more. And so we have more of an ability to heal, like our heart and our vascular system and just our energy bodies. So that's, there's some spiritual stuff in there that I've thrown in, but the science behind it is really a lot to do with hormones and... men are way harder on their bodies as well. They kind of, you know...
In what way?
They just don't... They're not as tender with themselves. And so they kind of throw themselves around a lot. They don't eat as well. They're not as conscious of their health, and they just work hard. They work their bodies harder. They work their hearts harder, kind of thing, you know?
And you don't think with women getting more involved in the workforce and getting into more high-stress positions, being like superwoman where they're having to... take care of the family. Yep. They're taking care of all that. That's not adding to our stress.
It is. And actually, we are, you know, women are having more, there's more and more incidents of stroke and heart attack and breast cancer. That could be a lot of reasons for breast cancer. But yeah, so that's sort of a segue there on that one. So women do live, tend to live on average 7 years longer than men. So I think this is great, because then that means if you have a 10-year difference, you're actually only 3 years difference. And then there's the sexual pairing thing. I was thinking about this off the top of my head. I was like, well, men have a sexual peak really young, and women in their mid to late 30s and even these days early 40s. So if a woman's dating a man younger than her, then their sex lives are going to be a little bit more evenly rated on desire and disparity. And we're going to talk more about sex in a little bit. But that was just sort of off the top of my head. Energy okay. levels are more evenly matched. I think that older women tend to have lots of energy, and so they tend, like, the men don't have as much energy as they get older, I find. So, and, you know, in my experience, younger men have lots of energy, so they can kind of keep up with you. But that can go to say with, you know, older men, younger women, it's like they can hardly keep up with these young women that just want to go out and party all the time and dance and want all this sex and whatever. So, I mean, obviously a closeness in age is good.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think on the energy level and the sexual pairing, I think a younger man works well. And then I was thinking about exploration, open-mindedness around, you know, not to say that men don't tend to be more open as they age and mature as well, but women especially as they gain confidence. And I think that takes both genders a lot of time to develop confidence in their lives. But I think as women, sexually, our confidence takes a little longer to develop.
Mm-hmm. I'll agree.
So you know, as we get older, we have more and more confidence and we're willing to try new things and be more open with our bodies. And then, the men are kind of a little bit, I think maybe even they get more closed, they kind of get more into the porn, or they get more into, like, fixed in their ways of thinking, or maybe even less confidence, actually. I don't know. I was sort of thinking about why there's such a disparity between the genders in sexuality as we grow.
Hmm.
I don't know. I've dated a lot of people over the years, and this is sort of speaking from my experience mm-hmm. more than what's in the research. But I think the one that we're going to talk about tonight quite a bit about is around the power balance. So I think when you have an older woman, younger man, there's a much more even power balance. So on every level, financial, emotional, spiritual, psychological, all that stuff, and even just roles and responsibilities in the home, I think the power balance is way more even in a young man, older woman scenario. So we're going to talk more about power in a little bit.
Well, it's definitely a popular topic. Since Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher, they're still married and happy.
18 years, he's younger, 18 years younger than her?
I believe so. We may need to get a caller to call in and just rectify that. They can check it out on Google and tell us.
She keeps herself really fit, doesn't she, though?
She looked absolutely amazing in Charlie's Angels.
Well, you know, back in the 70s, people were very incredulous when Burt Reynolds, who was a major sex symbol at the time, had a 4-year romance with singer and TV show host Dinah Shore, who was 20 years older than he.
How old was he, I wonder?
I can't remember, but she was 20 years older. That's quite significant. And John Travolta, who was 22, he was this little young guy. He proclaimed this love for Diana Hyland, who was 18 years older than him.
Yeah, but that's probably because everybody thought he was gay. And so they're kind of
That's
shocked.
Why they raised their eyebrows?
Of course, because they were surprised when he said that he was in proclaiming a love for a female.
Mm. Well, there's Goldie Hawn. She's 56, and she cohabitated with Kurt Russell, who was, 5 years younger.
And they've been together for a very long
20
time.
20 more years than that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Gina Davis, she was 46 when she wed her 11 years younger surgeon, Rez Jari. Gina Davis is a lovely lady. Juliana Moore as well, 41, with director Bart Frundlich, 32. And then Madonna, of course, the material girl close to my heart, did settle down. Oh, she was tamed, I guess we could say, for a while anyway, by Guy Ritchie, right? And he's 34 when she was 44?
Something like that.
I think
that.
He's 30, she's 47 now or something, and he's 37? I don't know. Anyway.
And there's even been movies like How Stella Got Her Groove Back and things like that about the older woman finding the younger man and just finding herself in that. So Hollywood's starting to make it a little bit more popular.
I think Hollywood's helping with that. I also think that it's like society's beginning to accept that you don't have to be super young to have a man attracted to you. I think there's some status as well. I really do. I think for a younger man, there's quite a bit of status. I'm going to talk about that more as well, because if you think about the status symbol of having an older woman in your life as a young man, it means obviously you've got some sexual skills, because otherwise how could you keep her interested, right?
It's not just about his pretty face.
No, it's about the cock working well and the skills, obviously, to keep her interested and keep her in bed with you. Mm-hmm. I think for a younger man, it sort of shows that you've got that prowess or skills or something. Or a really nice penis. And, of course, for all of my gay and bi people out there, I'm speaking on a heterosexual front tonight. It's just easier sometimes to do that. No reason otherwise that we can't be talking about, like, same genders having quite a big age difference as well. And it's just the benefits there. There might be different ones, but...
And there's a lot, actually, because I know Jillian actually spoke about that when we had Jillian Derry on with AJ. About a couple months ago, yep. When we were talking about polyamory, where I think just having an older partner who was very experienced, it was actually really wonderful. She was actually talking about the communication, and I think part of that may have been just the experience that AJ had in comparison.
Mm-hmm. And the learning that's available for the younger person, for sure. Lots more learning that can be potential. But I think also for the older person, it's that wonder that helps to keep your wonder and your open-mindedness alive, I think, and exploring and trying new things, the benefits for the older person as well, keeps you young. You know, like having kids keeps you young because they have so much wonder and openness and kind of wanting to experiment with the world around them, and it increases your ability to do that because you're in their presence, you know? But I think, you know, compatibility... A lot of times I think about this issue of maturity and age differences, and I think compatibility really doesn't have anything to do with age, because, you know, you really enjoy someone's company, if you really get along, if you have a similar values and what you want to do in the world together and you really just enjoy someone's company, like, really, does age matter?
I don't think it does. I think it doesn't have to, anyway. If things, like, as you're saying, their value systems have to be the same. And when we say value systems, Julian and I are talking about in terms of finances. Mm-hmm. We're also talking about in terms of education. Mm-hmm. How, if you want to have children, number one. Number two, if so, how do you imagine raising them? Even little things like, you know, do you plan on raising them in the city or do you want to move out to the country to raise them? Those types of questions. Do you want to have more than one kid? All those types of things. Mm-hmm. Those are all really, really important things.
And to discuss, yes.
Definitely. And if one person doesn't want children and the other one does, well, maybe this may not be the right relationship, possibly.
That's right.
And so compatibility, those things really, really need to be discussed. Sexual compatibility, of course, is really crucial. Which feeds off of the whole relationship factor, because if the relationship is in a place, the sex is usually one of the first things to disappear.
Well, on that topic on sex, like Dr. Jennifer Berman of Berman & Berman, she's a sex therapist. She says that older men don't always experience an enormous decrease in their sex drive, but women almost, like, you know, 90% of the time do experience an increase. Mm-hmm. So again, the difference in age is going to be way more suitable for a younger man, older woman situation. And that's a strong motivator for a lot of women wanting to date younger men. Absolutely. It's the sex. Jennifer Berman talks about that the longevity of a relationship has a lot more to do with the couple than anything else. And the huge age gaps can present difficult issues, but this would apply to older men and younger women as well. So I think that they talk about how there are potential problems with a large gap in age, and a lot of that has to do with power balance. But then I think what I was thinking is that relationships where one person holds more power, whether it's financial, social, emotional, mental, they're almost always troubled in some capacity. So unless the person with less of these things is quite satisfied, which is quite rare, there's usually a trouble in the relationship. But with older men, younger women, men or the older person tend to hold a lot of the power on all of the levels, financial, social, emotional, and mental, and that this imbalance doesn't leave a lot of room for the other person who doesn't hold as much power, room for expression or room for growth or exploration and support of the person with less power or experience. So those relationships tend to be a little more troubled where one person is really quite missing out. But I think it's a maturity level thing. I think that, you know, it's a power balance thing and it's a maturity level thing. So if doesn't matter how old the person or young person is, if they're both mature on whatever levels it's going to work, right? So if a person is more evolved because they, you know, are more emotionally evolved, even if they're 10 years younger, there's going to be, you know, a better, more successful pairing.
We're seeing that in day-to-day stuff, even locally, Bernard and Julia, actually, not my Julia here, but they were just talking about their 11-year difference, actually, and they're very...
She's the older one.
And they're very, very happy. Five stepkids and very, very happy.
Yeah. I have a friend, too, who's married, and they just had a baby, I guess, 3 years ago, and she's, oh, gosh, she must be at least 9 years older than him. Mm-hmm. And they're doing really well. So it's possible. You know, I think mature young men, like in their late 20s, late 30s, they're really ready to settle down. I find a lot of men in their late 20s, early 30s are ready to settle down. And then they kind of, something changes in them where they get to their older 30s and then they change their minds. So I think that women can tend to find young men who are ready for a serious, mature relationship. And they're ready. They want to have a family. And I think that mature young men also really want to be treated well. And I think that older women are very good at that. You know, we've been through a lot and we're not, you know, we're quite satisfied with who we are in life. And, you know, we're generous with our love. And it's not like we're kind of game playing as much as I think goes on when people are young.
I think it's because when we're younger, when we're dating older men, a lot of the times, which we do. Can you remember, Julia, our friends, when we were 16 years old, wanting to date like 24-year-olds when we were 16?
I was one of them.
It was because it was a status symbol to be dating an older man at that time. Mm-hmm. So it's like, he must think I'm really grown up and absolutely beautiful if he can actually like me. Mm-hmm. And that was a huge, big thing. So we'd go out of our way to try and please them in so many different ways. And it's not till we get to our mid-30s where I really think that we really own our own power on so many levels.
Absolutely. And, you know, again, we'll touch on this in the second half of the show, but just want to sort of, I did mention about the status of a younger man being with an older woman with the sexuality stuff. I mean, obviously, if he's able to please her and the ability to hook in an older woman means he must be good enough in bed to catch and keep her interested. And I think in this day and age where the level of sexual freedom and expression is so high, it really is a status symbol. It really is something for a younger man to be with an older, sexually liberated woman. So, you know, that's a big draw for the younger man in the world.
But do we want to be a status symbol? Isn't that kind of the same thing as being a trophy wife on the other end?
Sure.
So does that mean that men still view us the same way?
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting conundrum, isn't it?
Yeah, but... You know, we're talking about tonight or why it works and why it doesn't work. And I think that's one of the reasons why it works. Not necessarily that it's ethical and perfect, but one of the reasons that there is this pattern happening more and more. Anyway, so we did talk about younger men being more open-minded and that women are often motivated to find an energetic man who maybe wants to have a family and has the energy for it or wants to travel the world and have great sex and often and for a longer time. And so that's a big motivator for women to be looking for a younger man.
I think one of the things, too, is a lot of the younger men have been raised by a lot of women who have worked from outside of the home.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, they're a little bit more understanding in terms of a woman's role where they don't see them necessarily just married to the kitchen, even though they may want to role play that way sometimes.
Yeah, but definitely there's more flexibility in roles and duties in a relationship, and I think that that works, period, with humans across the board. And thankfully, we're starting to go more that way where roles and responsibilities and duties in relationships and in the home are becoming becoming more even. And I think younger men are way more open to it, like you're saying. They've been brought up in a little bit more feminized way. They're expressing themselves more emotionally and mentally. I think women are tending to get really tired of these old crotchety, you know, men who are very old-fashioned, except for you, Caroline. No, I'm old-fashioned a lot of ways too. But you know, this thing around this meaningful romantic relationship, I think that many men are super romantic, and I think that they just need to be motivated to express that. And I think that older women really appreciate romance, and they respond to it, and they get juicy when it's expressed. And I think that young women don't often know what to do when the romance is coming from their partners. They kind of just brush it off, or they're used to men just fawning all over them, that they kind of just are like, whatever.
They're raised in the Harlequin romance era, so they expect a lot more and then are disappointed because it never quite meets up with that. They also, as a younger woman, aren't necessarily comfortable with their sexuality at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, they don't really understand or appreciate it, whereas when a man tries to please them sexually, as a 30-year, you know, when you're in your mid-30s, it's a big deal. It's really special that he wants to spend that time, whereas as a 20-year-old, it's like, no, that's fine. You don't need to do that. And women tend to feel guilty when they're younger.
Yeah, so again, you know, I think the sexual revolution is really about confidence and about...
I'm sure what all that noise is. Are we making the earth shake?
I think we might be. So, yeah, it's about confidence and about power. Excuse me, we're on the air, sir. Did you want to be quiet out there? My Lord. I don't think he sees the on-air light.
I'm not sure if he does either, but that was pretty intense. I don't think we've ever had that on a...
No, we'll have to
he does. I don't know if he looks younger or not. We may need to tie him down and do all sorts of debaucherous things to him, and perhaps maybe he'll come in but not dump out the garbage until after our show.
I think on the on sort of last few points here on younger...
Younger men,
older women, is that there's men are starting to look at the whole woman. I think that they're seeing the whole picture, and they're loving a strong woman. They're loving a confident woman, and that again usually comes with maturity. And I think the women are really loving the younger men. So, besides the cliche of great sex, what is the advantage to an older woman to being with a younger man? Is having a good sex life really integral to having a good life? We're going to have to figure that one out, I think.
And I think we'll talk about that after our break.
Yeah, the tricky part is that women, we're complicated. And our main sexual organ is the brain. And I think if a woman is not attending to the emotional and relationship aspects of her sex life, no amount of medication, no amount of young men's energy is going to help. So really, it's a self-esteem thing. You know, I don't know. I'm all about the younger men raising the kids thing. How much more fun would that be? So much less of a sacrifice, I think, to raise kids with somebody who has the energy and the open-mindedness and even these gender roles and responsibilities in the house.
Perhaps, but call me old-fashioned. I kind of like the idea of raising my own kids in a little bit of ways.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about this older man, younger woman thing after the second half. Is age just a number?
Exactly. We'll be talking about that. You're listening to CISTR 101.9 FM with Julia Saunders and Caroline McGillivray, Juicebox Radio.
We're going to take a break and listen to what, the Lemonheads version of Mrs. Robinson?
Are you trying to seduce me? Is that what you're thinking?
You are in the box. It's a matter of maturity. Sex and relationships and substantial age differences featured on Vancouver's 101.9 FM. We will be right
back.
Thank you. help yourself. Look around you, all you see are sympathetic eyes. Stroll around the grounds until you feel at home. And if you, Mrs. Robinson, Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hiding place where no one ever goes. Put it in your pantry with your cupcakes. It's a little secret, just a Robinson's affair. Most of all, you got to hide it from the kids. It's you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven hold the place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Sitting on a sofa on a Sunday afternoon. Going to a candidate's debate. Laugh about it, shout about it when you got to choose. Every way you look at it, you lose. Show the magic of our nation and throw the eyes at you. Woo, woo, woo. What's that you say, Mrs. Robinson? Joe and Joe has left and gone away. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
We're from the UBC Food Society.
Yummy!
And we're the only food club at UBC.
We're about feeding students, but also teaching them how to feed themselves. Through our restaurant outings and cooking workshops, we hope to expose you guys to the diversity of cultures, flavors, and food communities Vancouver has to offer.
So if you want to get involved, email us at foodsociety@gmail.com. Or check up on our website at www.ams.ubc.ca/clubs/foodsociety. Or you can even join our Facebook group.
Juice Box is a sexuality education show geared to adult audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
And we are back in the box. The box, 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 box. And we have a Facebook.
We do have a Facebook. You can become a fan of Juice Box Radio.
Yes, that was a very interesting PSA, wasn't it?
It was good. It was good. I'm all about food. I'm all about teaching kids and young people and everyone about how to cook your own meals and have a diverse diet. Yes. It helps your sex life as well.
It does. There's actually a couple books that chapters about that, which I did want to read, besides all the omega fats that you want so you keep your bits nice and juicy.
Yes. Well, we'll talk more about aphrodisiacs and food and things on another topic. Tonight we are talking about
snacks.
It's a matter of maturity, substantial age differences. And the first half was about the very juicy reality of the increase in older women, younger men. And we did talk a little bit, we didn't mention it a lot, but the pitfalls. We're going to get into a little bit of the pitfalls in the second half as well about the younger men situation and why women like to date older men and why men, I mean, it's so obvious why older men want to date younger women. I don't think we really even have to get over that. But if Mrs. Robinson was out with a freshman, who was Mr. Robinson with? That's the question.
I don't know. Why don't you give us an email at Julie at Juice Box Radio and give us a tell? Tell.
You're so cute with this promo stuff. I think that the younger woman, older man combo is obviously a classic. And it can be easy to see why women prefer to date older men. I mean, younger guys are just coming into their own. They're very unsure. And they're uncertain about life. And despite how much they swear they're not, they can be very inexperienced in the bedroom.
They can be also very inexperienced in terms of the etiquette factor, too. Yep. Mm-hmm. They're rather not into opening the doors because they've been brought up in an equal society. They may expect you to pay for your entire meal. They may expect, because if you're in the bigger tax bracket, that you have to pay for your own meal. So there's mm-hmm. those things, too. So younger mm-hmm. men does not necessarily mean that they're going to treat you the same as yep. a guy who's been brought up.
I mean, their career paths aren't defined either, and neither are their bank accounts for a lot of them. And, you know, a lot of them won, so they're wild out. And I don't think women have as much of a drive to do that. We kind of have a bit of one, I think, a lot of us. But
I think a lot of us do, actually.
But I think the majority of men have this way more sexual freedom that way. And it's like the wild oats. There's a lot of them to be sown. Mm-hmm. Dating younger men has drawbacks that many older men do not have. So older men come with lots of benefits, right?
Older men do come with lots of benefits. I wanted to just touch, before we get into the older men factor, mm-hmm. about some of the younger men things. One of the things I'm curious about is perhaps some of the rise in terms of older women dating younger men. Is it because, A, there's not enough men around? Is this just a Vancouver thing besides
the
Hollywood thing?
There's no such thing as a Vancouver. There's plenty of fish for everybody in the pool. In the lakes and the rivers and the oceans, there's tons of fish for everyone.
I know worldwide there is. I'm just curious.
I don't think it's a Vancouver thing, honey. I think it's really not.
Not to start any rumors, but
no.
I am curious.
And I think we're not going to do any fear-mongering for all these women that are gorgeous and luscious like ourselves in our late 30s. And we don't have to worry. There's plenty of men. No, I don't think that's part of it. Okay, sorry. You're in your mid-30s. Excuse me. Okay, so the benefits of dating an older man... Maturity is certainly one of them. What?
not just about maturity and things like that. I do want to touch one last thing, and I am curious, and this is just a theory, and I would like people to actually write in and tell us whether they think this is true. Perhaps with the onslaught of Botox and things like that, that we are looking younger for longer periods of time. And perhaps with the, just the labiaplasty, however you said that word.
Labiaplasty.
Thank you. Labiaplasty. And things like the laser surgeries to get rid of wrinkles on the vulva and things like that. Perhaps those things are things that are becoming more popular, partly because of women dating younger men.
Maybe.
Just a thought.
Maybe.
I will have to research this more.
I think you should research it.
I wanted to put that out there and have people think and thought provoke and wonder and ponder about these things. Mm-hmm. But in regards to the older man, what I like about the older man, me personally,
yes,
is they're set in their ways.
And you like that they're set in their ways.
I do like that they're set in their ways because they
know what they confidence. They know what they want to do with their lives and who they are.
They know who they are. They're usually happy with the career. Mm-hmm. They're not just getting out of school where they're still searching and looking in quest. And I've read studies that older men are actually usually good at pleasing women in terms of at least orally.
Well, it is a skill, and you have to practice.
Practice makes perfect.
And the more experience you have with a different variety of people with oral sex, the more you're going to get better at it because you learn, because everybody's different. Even men, they're all different, especially if they have a natural penis. They have even more particular habits and particular likes and dislikes. So, yes, the more oral sex you have, the better you get at it, for sure. And you can develop your proprioceptory senses as well, which is knowing where your fine motor skills are in space without looking. So rub your belly, pat your head, or rub a clit, kiss really well with lots of skill.
That sounds wonderful. I'm liking to be a guinea pig on that
one.
You
have to practice your proprioceptory. Oh, God, I can't say it.
Is my tongue twisterness catching on?
Okay. Mature men do know themselves better than younger men, for sure. But they typically aren't as sexually motivated. But that doesn't mean that lovemaking suffers. I think you're right. I think that, you know, older men are better at sex, obviously. And so are older women. We just know what we're doing. I think ability to communicate about it is really key as well, right?
I agree.
So there's lots of reasons for a woman to date an older man or for an older man to date a younger woman, obviously. I mean, you can wander down to any local pub and say, I'm looking for a mature man. And the seat bar stools will start creaking as these fine group of heavy-set 30 to 50-year-old men will come waddling your way.
Waddling? I find that an interesting description.
Oh, is that not quite what you're thinking? Okay, no worries.
Well,
we have online
actually,
dating.
After the speed dating that we experienced, yes, I was actually going to say that actually fits in right in there. And perhaps that might be a good reason to date younger ones after seeing what we saw that night. Mm-hmm. I think I was traumatized and I need therapy after that, Julia.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I mean, it was
for
dodgy.
Research.
It was dodgy. It's all in the name of research. All the things that
we do
in our lives.
We do for our listeners.
Yes, we do it for our listeners. We sacrifice constantly. So from Lava Life, I found this very interesting. I'm just going to share with the listeners because I thought it was quite interesting that this one person writes in, does having an older partner create problems for women? A 27-year-old woman says, I recently became involved with a man 18 years older than me, and it is the most intense relationship I've ever been in. I've always liked older men, but this is the largest age difference for me yet, and I love it. It's a whole new experience making love to someone who is more interested in your pleasure than his own. It makes me want to do more for him, too.
I agree with that, because sometimes younger guys have not learned how to not ejaculate within 2 minutes.
Yeah, there premature are ejaculators are quite a big issue with the young set.
And as they get older, they're a little bit more comfortable with it. The con about the older part is sometimes it takes them a little bit longer to get it up again.
Yeah, the recovery, the refractory period is much longer with the older men, for sure. Sometimes they need an entire day.
That's
or
true.
A week.
But if they're good at the oral, then that's not such a big deal.
She's pointing her finger at me in such a seductive way.
That's because I want you to. Never mind.
I would like to say that most women have traditionally preferred an older man in the bedroom. There's no doubt about that. Younger men do look cute, but older men have the experience to satisfy their partner. And why is that?
Well, I think it's because older men have learned to slow down.
It's about slowing down. It really is about slowing down. Every stage of the sexual experience needs to be slowed down. We're rushing through everything way too much.
And I think it's also because older men are more comfortable and they realize that women sometimes need to be satisfied intellectually, and it's not about just getting laid. Mm-hmm. Whereas for the younger man, sometimes it's like, oh my gosh, do you think I'm going to get her tonight? Do you think I can get her in the sack?
Well, and there's lots of secrets to blissful relationships, honey. And I think it's not always the age difference that makes this chemistry go. I mean, I think
It's about the values.
Yeah,
it's
and
about
just
the
like
communication. The,
yeah,
having, moms, all
having
that
rapport
stuff.
And like really enjoying each other's company. I mean, it's easy to be around each other. It's like you have a lot of fun, you play a lot, you laugh a lot, and you make out a lot. I think kissing is really important. So,
and I think that's good for both older men with younger women or older women with younger men. Mm-hmm. I think it's really, really important. And I think, you know, does age really matter? And that's the million-dollar question. Mm-hmm. Like, seriously. I mean, and I think the bottom line is it's an incredibly personal thing.
It is personal.
There are some older men that are really wonderful to have a relationship with, but there's also some really wonderful younger men as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just a matter of what fits in your life at that time. So I think it starts with going back to our criteria list. And just going back, it's like, who are we? What do we want? What's going on in our life right now? And what is going to work?
And is there a compatibility between yourself and that other person, no matter what age?
But it starts with knowing what you want for yourself first and where you're at and assessing that. Then from there, you can include somebody else in there.
So we're talking about older men now and younger women. And I think that in some parts of the world, it's very common for young women to marry older men or older partners. But everyone has their own opinion as to why a young girl would want to marry an older man, especially when that's much older than she is. Because, you know, obviously the older men are going to want to have this trophy on their arms to show off to their friends. That's kind of a typical reason for the large age disparity is the status involved.
Yes.
But a large age disparity, couples often find their families and friends can't cope with their relationship, and they often turn against them no matter what it is, if it's a large gap.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking in terms of trophy wife, yes, but it's also trophy husband in a lot of ways because it's all about power. Because having somebody like, say, Donald Trump or Bill Gates, somebody like that, that's a pretty powerful statement that some man who's so intellectual and has been so successful in that field that he's in, it's a pretty amazing, wonderful thing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
I think we just had a visitor.
Okay.
Hi.
We have a DJ filling in for Hans Claus's Misery Hour,
and
his name is Brian, and he's very cute, and he's much younger than me.
Oh, maybe, Julia, we can experiment with our theories.
His DJ name is DJ Peabody, so right on, DJ Peabody. He's going to be in and starting his show in 15 minutes. It's a cute little note. Okay.
He's very cute.
So let's hold on. Let's talk about... If we were to ask young women why they'd rather be in a relationship with an older man, they're likely going to tell you they're looking for someone who's serious about their relationship, looking for someone who's able to settle down. They've already sown their wild oats. They're, you know, obviously the financial picture is usually a lot brighter with older men. They have a better job, you know, although this day and age certainly is not the case. This has not been the case in my experience.
But
a lot of men that are in their late 30s or whatever, mid-40s, are going through career changes, and they're basically at the bottom of the financial bracket once again because they're reestablishing their lives in a different way. So
it depends on what the age
difference
is.
Depends on the age difference and where you are in your life. But, you know, staying power for a long-term relationship is also what we're talking about here. And I think that... younger women think that older men are not going to break their hearts, that the newer, younger model trade-in is not going to happen, the bigger, better deal, and they're not going to be left because these men, these older men, have already been through it, and, you know, they're ready to settle down, and they're ready to work really hard at a relationship for the long term. So, yeah.
I think it depends in terms of that. I agree with that, where women believe that. But sometimes with older men... They don't necessarily always settle with the younger woman, and the reason why is because they can't relate to them on an emotional level. Mm-hmm. They may be a really pretty, yeah, beautiful thing, and perhaps, who knows, maybe Botox may be saving more marriages than we think because of the fact, you know, the partner that they're with who is closer to their own age might be really wonderful because they can relate and they can understand. Again, they have the
and
same
value system.
And so the
Botox
system.
Is keeping them young-looking so that the men don't stray? Is that what you're getting at?
That's what I'm getting at.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's
not
talk
to
about...
advocate plastic surgery for anybody unless yeah, it makes you feel great. And if it makes you feel good, I'm all for it.
I'm thinking about this in yoga today before we came in, and I think we are so hung up on the visual. It's just it's so limiting in our lives because they're just bodies, right? The spirit, the person, the personality, the value matching, the getting along, the sharing of like common interests, that is the stuff that's going to make it, you know, wonderful for the long term. But we get so hung up on the visual that we can't even get our cocks hard anymore. Okay, wagging your finger, go.
It's partly because of the fact that we decide within the first 7 seconds whether or not we like somebody, and it's based on what they look like. It's also based on their pheromones that we don't necessarily can't smell them unless we've like stuck our nose right up in their armpit. But the point being is we're genetically engineered to like certain people. And sometimes even if you have the same value systems, like there's arranged marriages all around different parts of the world. Maybe it's not as popular in North America as it is in, say, Zimbabwe or somewhere like that. But the point being is in different parts of the world, they do that, where they do have the same value systems and stuff. But the reason that we do find certain people attractive, and it is we are genetically engineered that way because we're going to have better babies with somebody that way.
That's going to stick around.
No, I didn't say it stick around, but it is part of the equation in terms of there's got to be sexual chemistry because otherwise they can keep straying because biologically we're here to procreate.
Mm-hmm.
And
so do you think that we're not naturally monogamous humans?
I don't believe we're naturally monogamous, not for a lifetime.
No.
That's why there's 7-year itch. That's about as long as it takes to grow a kid. Let them grow up a little bit, and let's move on.
Very interesting. I have a different take on the 7-year itch, but we'll talk about that at another night. I think one of the things that you love about an older man is that they know how to treat a lady.
Yes.
And since you're an old-fashioned girl, West Side girl... you think that these younger men are not going to be as patient and more likely to just not treat a lady the way that you would like to be treated, with the doors opening, all this stuff.
It depends on the younger man.
I find by aware women who communicate and say, no, honey, this is how you treat a lady. So back in the day, we weren't communicating like that with our children. So I think that, I don't know, I just don't think that there's any general thing around that.
I don't think there's any general things around either older men or younger men. I think it depends on the man itself in terms of that. It's because I've had younger men actually do that, where they hold the doors, mm-hmm. and they're very charming. If I smoked, they'd light my cigarettes for me, but I don't smoke, thank goodness. But just in terms of etiquette and being kind and proper manners. Mm-hmm. And yes, I'm a West Side girl, so mm-hmm. these things are very valuable to me. Not that for East Side girls that they don't value these things as well, but to me they are very important. Manners are very important.
Well, manners are very important.
And decorum. But decorum. It's not everything.
I think let's talk about the big age gap. So what would a 16-year-old girl and a 50-year-old man have in common? I mean, these things are starting to happen.
They're living in Bountiful BC is what's popular.
I think he may be a stud. I mean, the 50-year-old man, the best lover ever, but how would a young girl know that? They would just be like, how could they have had much experience to even know? I guess their orgasms and their heightened pleasures would tell them, but I can't imagine what else a young woman would be doing with an older man like that. Like, I just
wanted to vomit in my mouth.
Oh my god!
A 16-year-old girl and a 50-year-old man.
Yeah, this is happening. I mean, I did some research, and this is going on. This is
really.
Mm-hmm. 26-year-old girls with these 50, 60-year-old men. I mean, we all have different ideas of what's acceptable to us, and we often, don't choose who we fall in love with. I could understand.
But not 16. 16, you're still... When is statutory rape again?
Under 16.
All right.
So do you believe, Caroline, that you can choose the person you fall in love with, who that's going to be? Or do you think it kind of just happens?
It depends what your definition of love is, number one. Because there's falling in love and there's love. Love is an emotion. So, mm-hmm. yes, you can choose, because it's based on your thoughts and your perception in terms of love. And there's lasting love, like the real stuff, where that's based on friendship, that's based on trust, and that's based on the same value systems. And that takes time to develop. That doesn't happen overnight. Occasionally, you might meet somebody and fall in love with them. But I honestly believe love at first sight, that usually happens when you have a baby and you look at your baby and you fall in love right away. Mm. It's very rare where it's love at first sight. It does happen sometimes to some people.
It happens all the time. But it's really not love. It's limerence, lust. Right? It's lust and it's just limerence. It's just hormone rushes and surges of like, wow, you're hot. I really want to have sex with you is basically what's going on.
It starts from there, but it's got to grow into something. But again, that comes down to back to the friendship, the value systems, taking that time and taking the time to know yourself mm-hmm. and get to know that person, see if they're a right fit for you and whether or not you want to spend the rest of your life.
Take your time to get to know them is a really good point.
Mm-hmm.
Really good point. I know, as me as a 16-year-old girl and even growing up, even up to in my late 20s, dating older men always seemed like a good idea because they're experienced. They know how to treat a girl when they go out. He doesn't expect you to hang around on the street corners like a lot of the kids did when I was growing up. But the kick or the thrill that I got with the older men, it did wear off because they couldn't keep up with me. And that was the big issue. And I still can't seem to find a man who can keep up with me. So as part of why the reasons that I continue to date younger men is because they're the only ones that can keep up with me. I basically, I outrun almost every single person in my life. So I have a lot more energy, I think, than a lot of people I know. So that's one of the main reasons that I do that, why I tend to date younger men. But there's no right or wrong answer to this question. I think that the debate's going to continue to go on. Does age matter, really? The answer has to be that it should only matter to the couple concerned. And if they're happy with the age gap, then everyone else should just respect their feelings and their wishes and leave them to get on with it.
I agree.
Yeah. So families and society, I think, need to start to just be more open to things being very different. I mean, there's all kinds of different relationships being created in the world today, and you know, all the gay relationships and polyamorous situations, which are perfectly fine, healthy ways to express sex and relationship in the world. And, you know, lots more people that are bisexual are starting to, you know, want to have both genders in their lives. And so, you know, they're marrying only one of them, but they have the other one still living in the home in, like, you know, four couples or, you know, sorry, two couples together in one big home. There's all kinds of new kind of ways of doing things. But I think the age difference thing, I'm really glad that we're breaking down some of the judgments and barriers around... God, this chair is so loud.
The barriers?
Yeah, the judgments and barriers around just things that are not the status quo or what's, you know, normal or considered normal in society. And we're changing our ways. Yeah. And people are starting to get more accepting of all kinds of different, you know, relationships. Am I running out of steam? I'm running out of steam.
That's all right. One of the things we forgot to do is talk about who was singing earlier, which we had the lemon drops for the Mrs. Robinson, which, by the way, it's all from The Graduate, in case you are a young person and you did not know about this.
About Mrs. Robinson
or
what that really
an
means.
Old person and you are senile and you don't know. It could go either extreme, since we are talking about older women, younger men,
yep,
and older men, younger women. You never know where it could go. So there's that. Plus, I just wanted to mention, in terms of juice berries, going back to
couples
that
are very happy.
Oh, yes, we didn't do
juice berries.
We do
have very exciting.
There is the Bowie Glam Ball that is on tomorrow night.
It's tomorrow night.
Yeah, and it's going to be at Celebrities. So there's going to be also some pole dancers. There's Nancy Black. It's going to do a fantastic fashion show. Part of the proceeds is going to Beauty Night. So if you don't know how to do your big 80s Bowie hair, come on down, and the girls are going to do it for you by donation, and the proceeds are going to go to Beauty Night, which provides makeovers and other wellness programs and education for marginalized women in the downtown East Side. And if that isn't something that is worth supporting and hearing good old Bowie music, which is just so awesome.
Very fun to dance.
And also you can go up and talk to Vernard if you want, who is one of the creators of this event, him and his wife Julia, and they're 11 years apart, and you can talk to them about their relationship and how happy they are. They're good people.
Mm-hmm.
As well as that, start marking May 1st in your calendar for a wonderful show.
The Vancouver Burlesque Festival?
You betcha.
Begins.
It is, and there's some great groups there. Jenny Magenta's going to be there. Our Malaika is going to be Malaika Millions. And there's going to be the Luscious Dance Troupe, and as well as that, Brunette Blonde. So it should be very, very interesting show.
I can't wait to see this new debut of this new...
I'm very curious,
duo,
too.
This duo. Okay, sounds fabulous. Brunette Blonde.
I think it's going to be fun.
Great name. So tonight's show, an issue of maturity, age differences in sexuality and relationships. We hope you enjoyed it. We have this fabulous, cute little Brian DJ Peabody story coming in.
That's Julia.
Sorry,
laughs.
Brian.
You are so cute.
I'm so not very nice saying that.
No, darling.
Hans Claus's Misery Hour will be on. We were thinking it wasn't going to be because our dear Marion's not feeling well, and we can't even enjoy his shoes and his clothes tonight.
I love his shoes. He's the only man that has shoes like us.
They're so funky and so fabulous, and he has so many of them.
He always
comes in with new shoes, and we get very excited.
And those
here on Juicebox Radio. Sorry, what?
And his leather pants.
Yes, tight, and yes, packing in that gorgeous body of his. Where are you, Marion? It's not the same in here without
it's
you.
It's not. We don't have him squeezed in the box.
Well, anyway, we hope you enjoyed tonight's show, and we'll be back next week with a fresh juice box. And in the meantime, if you have requests for a show topic you'd like to hear or questions about anything to do with sexuality relationships, please feel free to email myself, Julia, at juiceboxradio.com, and you can always ask for Caroline, and I can pass it on to her. We still haven't figured out the way to get into her email. So just email Julia at juiceboxradio.com. And
we will be back next week at the sexy hour of 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock, which will be very hot. And hopefully we'll see you next week.
Tomorrow,
at Celebrities.
At Celebrities for the Glam Ball. Bowie's Glam Ball, yeah. Have fun. Thank you. You just experienced Juice Box Radio, a show dedicated to developing your relational and individual sexual health, expressing diversity, celebrating queerness, and encouraging pleasure at all stages. Be sure to tune into Juice Box every Wednesday night at 10. In the meantime, you can check out juiceboxradio.com. Thanks for listening.
Here we go.